today. I just want to organize the sugya and set it up for us to be ma'ayin a little bit more. So let's look at, just to make sure we're all on the same page, some of the basic aspects of the sugya. So the Gemara says in Beis and Medeis, Otu Gzeilz V'chavol Islam Dine Imam and Isnidu. We will go through the Mishnah as we go through the daf of the Gemara. Okay, so right now we're focusing on the very first line of the Mishnah. Dine Imam and Isnidu. Gzeilz V'chavol Isnidu. The Gemara says, as we discussed last week, that this is redundant. Otu Gzeilz V'chavol Islam Dine Imam and Isnidu. Amar Yavo, Mohin Katoni, Mohin Dine Mominus, Gezelus Vachavolis, Avalidois Valvois, Loi. That the Dine Mominus, which require three, are only the Piske Dinim, litigation of Gezelus Vachavolis. Utsvicha, and we have to have this. Redundant language, the itona dine mominus have mina filoidos valvois. Tona gezels vachavolis. The itona, and if it only have gezels vachavolis, the loiko tona dine mominus have mina huadain a filoidos valvois. The aidic tona gezels vachavolis, mishub the ikush loisha de xive, the gezels vachavolis xive. Gemara says, if I wouldn't have the redundancy, so I would either learn pshat that dine mominus includes all dine mominus, obviously, or I would say that gezels v'chavolos are the classic form of dine mominus, the prototypical form of dine mominus. Why would I say that? Why? The Iker Sholosh Ksivim Gzeilz V'chavolos. Because when do I find the Yesod of three? The Ksiv Nikram Bala Bayis El Elohim. What do we learn from El Elohim, Rashi? Midikosa Biparsha Elohim Sholosh Zimne. We'll learn in Daf Gilom and Beis. It says Elohim three times in the Parsha. So dafka lon devin and shloisha. V'hai krog siv b'shoi merchinam. V'zeh toyan oisha sholach yod b'pikdoinai. T'hainu gzeilis. So Rashi points out, what the Gemara is pointing out, what the Gemara will point out, is that Ki iten ish el reyeo kesef o ikele lishmor. So it's a shem rechina. Meguna mi beis oishin is toyen tainas ganav. Im imotzi aganav yishalim shnoyim. Vim lo imotzi aganav vim nikra balabayis elu elohim im lo yisholach yodoy vim leches reyeo. Al kol devar pesha al shor al chamor al se al samla al kol aveda Asher Yemarki Uze Ad Elohim Yavoid Vashneim sounds redundant. Asher Yashin Elohim Yishalim Shnei Lurieh. Alright, so that's the parsha of Shem Rechinam. Shem Rechinam has Elohim three times. We learn three Dayanim. So we would have said that, and in what context? In the context of in Lashoch Vayod. The accusation is that the Shemir stole, he used it. It's a form of gezel. So the Gemara is a gezel, as Rashi explained, a gezel of a maisa b'yadayim. So I would have argued that the only place where you find three dayanim a bezin is in gezeles. And it's gezel z'chavoles. So I would have argued that gezels v'chavolos are a marshal for all dine mominus. Dine mominus, for example, gezels v'chavolos. Or if I would have gezels v'chavolos, I would have said that gezelus v'chavolos are the example of all dinei mavnis. Why chavolos? Mali choval legufoi, mali choval demamoinoi. Because I would have said that the Mishnah is pointing out that Gezel and Hezek, they're the same. Rashi, Mimashma Shenemar, Shloisha the Choyel the Mamoinoi, Avchoyel the Gufay the Chlal. When the Torah tells us the din of three Dayanim, the Torah is teaching us the din of Hezek through the din of Gezel. Because it's the same idea, Hilchach. Pehon Nami, Siv Bey. So it's as if the din of Shloisha Dayanim is in the parsha of Hezek as well. Mishum de begabeu kosav nokavlu ulo olu aden ledinei milva. And I would have said it's the same in the gabi alva. Lachi tani dinei mamenes, v'tani umbohi dinei mamenes. Gezel v'chavolos lemi utei yidois v'alvois dimkein de kulan b'mashma kevan de ton dinei mamenes. So therefore, if I would have said that there are all dine mamonis are included in the prototypical type of gezeilus v'chavolos, and that's why the mission had to write dine mamonis, and we'll interpret the hainu. Ulamai ilema deloy be'inan shloisha, so yidois v'alvois are being excluded. Lagabe what did? The Omer Yavoh Shnayim Shedonu Dinei Mominus LeDivri Alkol Ein Dineim Din. It's not the din is not chal. Psak din is not binding. You go back to Beis Din. Ein Dineim Din. Elo Deloy Be Isa. It's that couldn't be. In other words, once we have a revolves din, then LeDivri Alkol will always require a din Torah Beis Din. So we can't say that the pshat in the Mishnah is that ha'idoyis alos don't require three. Ela deloy be'inon mumchin. What's that mumchin? So Rashi says that we're darshening v'nikra v'alavais elim because it's elim three times. So elim three times is three dayanim. Why the lashon of Elohim? So Rashi points out that the lashon of Elohim is a lashon of... It's a lot of Sirara Verabonus. Rashi says that the first time we have Elohim referring to a person is by Paro. Or Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, with the Lashon Vesamti, the Re'ein Asat in the Saticha Elohim LeFaro. What does it mean? Nasatich elohim lefaro. So Rashi says, I made you, the Targum says, l'rav. I've given you authority over Paro. So Elohim is a loshin sirara v'rabonus, form of authority. And Rashi says, it's referring to the appointment of a person being a mumcha. So that we'll discuss much later, not much later, in the first few dafim. That certain dayanim, when a person, the Talmud Chacham, reaches a certain expertise, a noted expertise, and he's appointed, so then he has the status of being a mumcha, and we would learn that the Gemara is saying that the nikra v'alabayis elam is two halachas. Halacha number one is number three dayanim. Halacha number two, the quality of the dayanim must be that they are mumchin. The Gemara says, "Ikos elo deloy binan mumchin." My kosomer, how could this be that we would not require mumchin? Ikosomer ira parshas kosav kan leboyin nami mumchin. Ikosomer ein ira parshas kosav kan shloisha lomali. La'olam kasavar ima parshas kosav kan ubedinu de leboyin nami mumchin. You might as well stop here. So, what's pshat in ira parshas? That's a in my mind, is the most difficult background nakuda over here. What's Ira Parshas? So Rashi explains at great length that Ira Parshas takes us to Gemara Baba Kama Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, the very bottom of Kuv Vav Amud Beis. The Amra Mchia Bar Ama Amra Beichana. Atoyein Tanas Ganev Pikodin. A person gave an item to a Shemer. This is a Shemer Chinam. Anyway, he wants to get the item back from the Shemer Chinam. The Shemer Chinam says it was stolen. He's Toyein Tanas Ganev. And he's Toyein Tanas Ganev because the Shemer Chinam is Potter for Gneva Miaveda. Right? Shemer Chinam is Potter if it was stolen. Shemer Sachar is Chayiv for Gneva, but the Shemer Chinam is only. Shemachin is only chayiv if he was pesheya. The Ganev is not seen as being a pshi. He's given a decent shmir. So he wants to get out of return. He says it was nignav. Einei chayiv. So Rav Yechon is quoted. Rav Chiya bar Abba Omer Rav Yechonan. Hatoyin tanas ganav bikodin. Einei chayiv ad shi yichpor b'miktsas v'yoyde b'miktsas. Maitayma domer kro d'chi hu zeh. At the Gemara Darshans, the din of Maida Mixas Ataina, that a person is Chayiv Ashvua only in the event that his that the Nitva claims that the Taina is partially correct, right? They go to Beisdin. And they discuss whether the shlichus yad. Al kol dvar pesha, any kind of pshia. Al shor al chamor al sama al kol abeda. Asher yoimar. Ki uzeh. Right? So then they have to go to Beisdin. Asher yashir in elokim yishalem shnam l'riyeyu. And if the Beis Din finds him that he was guilty, then he has to pay double. Yeah, the person comes to Beis Din and says, Toyin Tanas Ganav. So it doesn't matter whatever the item was. Asher yamar ki hu zeh, and he says ki hu zeh. So then they have to come to Beis Din. Asher yashin elokim, if Beis Din finds him guilty, then they find the shomer did not, it was not nignav, right? They couldn't find the ganav. They find that the shomer himself tried to hide the item, then he has to pay kefal. Good? What phrase is hard to figure out? Asher yamar ki hu zeh. Pashtus is, the shomer says, this is the way it was. Right? I claim nignav, you can't find the ganav. Nevertheless, I say ki hu zeh, it was nignav. So yovid rashneim, asher yashiv, asher yashin elokim. And the pshat is Beis Din found him guilty. Chazal say Asher Yashin Elokim means that Beis Din found him to be a Rasha. So how do you find him to be a bigger Rasha? It means he made a Shua Sheker. And Chazal Darshan that a person comes to Beis Din, how can he become a bigger Rasha? He made a claim that he's a Ganav. Again, Pshat is Asher Yashin Elokim, they found out that he's the Ganav. They sent out the police and they found that the Chamor is sitting in his backyard, right? Put him in a tunnel, right? That's a Pshat. So he found he's a Ganav, Tony Tan is a Ganav. Chazal say, Stam, the Gemara says, the Chumash does not say that they found him to be, they found the animal. It says Asher Yashin Elokim, the Beis Din found him to be guilty. What did the Beis Din found him to be guilty? The police found him to be guilty. means that he violated a din in Beis Din. He violated a din of Shvuah. Chazal made him make a Shvuah. If he made a Shvuah, Toyin, Tanis Gadar, made a Shvuah, so then he's Nishal Shakli, he's Chayiv to pay Kefa. Mara says, what's Pshat Kiyuzeh now? Kiyuzeh is the Taina of, is what he said in the Shvuah. So the Gemara says, above a Kama, Lamer Mchiyimer, Amr Vyechanan, Had Toyin Tanis Gadigodon, Eine Chayim, he's only going to be Chayim, Sheyichbor Bimiktsas Vyoyde Bimiktsas. He's only going to become Chayim if he says, you gave me an animal, you gave me two animals, and one was stolen and one wasn't stolen. He's might have been mixas. Or, and it's in the case of Tainas Ganav. Or, if it wasn't Tainas Ganav, it was, if you scraped Bipi Kodain, it was one animal, not two animals. The Omar Kro Kihuzeh. What's Kihuzeh? Kihuzeh means only this one. Kihuzeh. Right? What do you mean only this one? You're coming to me with the Taina, and I'm responding only this one. You're coming with the Taina that you gave me $100, and I'm saying only this $50. Coming, two animals, only this one. The other one was stolen, it's only half for you. So Gemara learns because of the redundancy and the wordiness in the Pasuk, the Gemara explains, Rav Yechanan darshans, that the Rabbanu Shlom was being megalot to us the din, that the only time when a person takes when a shomer takes a shvuah, is if the shomer is making it, if he responds with a moedim and mikzas, he responds with a koifer alcohol, not a chayiv shvuah. He responds with a mitzvah and mikzas, then he makes a shvuah, and then it's shach to say ki yashin elikim. Good. That's Rabbi Yechanan's din. Upliga the Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, and he's being choylek in Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. The Om Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Of Parshas Kosov Khan. The Chiksev Ki Huzeh Amalvex Hudichsev. Or Amilvuxev. Says, Mchi is Chalik. That Moide ben Mikhtas is a din only Lagavi Halva, not Lagavi Shmir. The Gemara says, where is he coming from? Chudishtik and Prosh. That two Parshas later on, the way Rashi means Pshat, in Kesef Talva. So this was Chov Beis Vav. Alright? Then after Chov Beis Vav, we have other halachas, Sheila. Then we have last year's Sugyach Yifati Yishis Basula. Then we have Sheikh Ebeim Muyos. And then we come back to Mominus and Kesef Talva Sa'oni. Well, you see, like a Noshed, shouldn't charge rivers. In Machol Voltachbol, Samus Vayecho, Beshem, you have to give back the Mashkin every day. So Gemara says that in this Parsha, that's where we should have had the Pasuk of Ki Uzeh Ad Lekim Yivali Barshneim. Even Parshas Kosov Khan. Right? It belongs in the pasuk we just read belongs in the parasha of Halva. In Halva, Moed HaMikdash is Chayav Yeshua. But in Shmira, you don't need a Moed HaMikdash. Right? Here in Parshas Kosov Kahn, V'chi k'siv ki uze ha-milveh hu d'chsev. U'mayishna milveh k'di rabba, d'amir rabba, b'nei mamma tera, v'nei z'tayna yishava, chazaka ein odem meiz v'adu b'nei bal choyvay. V'ay b'chuli d'amay nechperei. When it comes to Alva, so there it makes sense to make a Tibima Chayva way to make this. Why? Because if I say, if you borrowed $1,000 from me, and then when I come to collect it, you say, so we believe you. Why? Because it's not Shayach that you'd actually borrow $1,000 and deny it in a bold faced fashion. However, in the event that you say it's only 500, so that means that then we understand that you really chazaka ain't an amazing name al chayvay. Hay b'chuli boy de nechvay. Hay lekafim yishum de ain't an amazing b'fano. U b'chuli boy de loydi lay. Really, you feel is to say that you didn't borrow it all, that you can't do. So that's not possible. It must be that you admit you borrowed 1,000. But I figure that if I say, yeah, I owe $1,000, but I have the money, I won't pay, I can't pay. So it's better for me to be moided to 500, and I'll buy time for the other 500. So now the Torah says, we have to make him give him a shua, so he'll be moida, and the mal will be able to collect. Alvo the pikodim meyiz umeyiz, but when it comes to a pikodim, the shomer it doesn't owe anything to the mafkid. So there is no reason for him to not to be koyfer akol, and there's no reason we shouldn't impose a shua he's koyfer akol. Yeah, right, again. So what's the machlokes up here? Rabbi Yechon holds, read, leave the Torah alone. Kipshuta. The Torah says, Ki uzeh applies to a shomer, only the mechayev a shvua in the case of Moed HaMikdash. Why? There's a kosa. Right? When it comes to a shomer, there's a kosa. That we're only going to impose a chiyuv shvua if it's a Moed HaMikdash. Kofar kol no chiyuv shvua. That's what Yechanan's din. And Chiya Bar Yosef is chaylik. Chiya Bar Yosef is a huge chiddush that is a misplaced pasuk. The Kiyuzeh does not belong in the parsha. Why? Because we understand the svara of Moed HaMikdash. So Moed HaMikdash is not a gzeiras hakadosh. Chazal, the Torah is megala svara to us. And the svara that Torah is megala to us only makes sense in Alva. It doesn't make sense in Shmira. So the din of Moed HaMikdash is a halva din, not a Shmira din. Our Gemara says, so once we have Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, what's pshat in not requiring three dayanim for halva? Again, so what's our sugya doing? Our sugya is splitting between gezeilus v'chavalois and hoidois v'alvois. Correct? That's the sugya right now. Gezeilus is really another way of saying toyin tanas ganav b'shomer. Right? Gezeilus is v'sholach v'yad b'shmir. First Rashi in the Masechta. So we're really splitting between hoidois v'alvois and a shomer with a ganav. Correct? So in our minds, it'll be easier for the next 3 minutes to say we're splitting between Shmira and Halva. Right? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Avo was saying, Shnaim Shadonu Dine Mominus. Again, so our Gemara is saying, yeah, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yavol, who has committed himself, he already told us that it's not shayach that bedin Torah less than 3 dayanim. There's no such thing as a yochid making a din. Even 2 guys make a din. Ain't he named din? Right? Again, these are all ideas that we're going to go into much deeper later on. Because you can ask me, well, if 3 is only there so that you have done with base and shokel, so why can't I have 2 if they agree? Right? 2 who agree is like 3 with one with a dissenting opinion. So there's a chiddush over here they have to figure out. Obviously, the 2 agree. If they don't agree, you don't have a dintari, you don't have a pshat. Right? So 2 agree and a pshat. So 2 agree and a pshat, let me ain't your name din. We're having the dissenting opinion, which we ignore. All right, so we have to come back to this din. So there's a point that there's an umkus over here. But that's what the Rebbe says. So when we say that haidois valvois don't require 3, only gezeils v'chavolois, haidois valvois can l'chora, it can't mean it doesn't require 3. When the Mishnah says that dini manus b'shloisha hainu gezeils v'chavolois and not haidois, it can't mean not 3. So it must mean not mumchen. So now, from the Yavol says, you read the Mishnah, Shlinei Mamnis B'shloish, and that means 3 Dayanim Mumchen. Right? That's what the Dayan is. That's what the Beis is. 3 Dayanim Mumchen. Hoidois Valvois is 3 Dayanim, but not Mumchen. Good? Mora says, Micah Sober, how could you come to such a conclusion? How could you split it? Why? Because the Nikra Balabais Elo Elohim is a Dayan Musmuch. Right? It's a Dayan Mumchen. That's why it's called Elohim, right? Nesatich Elohim Paro, Rashi, Rav Usrara, right? That's a din. That's a position of authority. So, what are we suggesting, right? We're suggesting that Gezelis V'chamolos, right? Shmira, Gezelis is Shmira. Shmira requires 3 Dayanim Mumchim. Halva. And Kesef Talva requires 3 that are not Mumchen. So the Gemara says, can't be. Why? How do you get 3 Dayanim Legave Haidois Valvois? Only if you're going to say that Haidois Valvois and Shmir have the same din. So once they have the same din, it's 3 Mumchen. If you're not going to have the same din, if you're not going to have 3, then you have 1 Dayan. So it's either 1 Dayan or 3 Mumchen. How does the Gemara force the ultimatum? Irparshis. Ikosover Irparshis Kosov Khan. If we're going to intermingle Shmir and Alva, the boy Nami Mumchen. Ikosover Irparshis Kosov Khan. Again, Sirashi explains. If we're going to say Irparshis Kosov Khan, right, let's go slow, that means that the din of Moideb and Mixas is transferred from Shmirah to Alva. Right, but it's transferred and dropped. Right, now it's transferred out of Shmira into Alva. So if we're going to say Ikosaver Ir Parshas Kosav Khan, if we're going to say Rashi's pshat that the din of Moideh ben Mikzas is transferred out of Shmira into Alva. Then apparently Rashi is shaykh to say that the nigra of Bala Bais Lakim is transferred or shared. Is transferred and not dropped. Correct, Shaf? The Ikosavar ain't irreparashis Kosav Khan, and even Rav Yechanan, who holds that the din of Maida ben Mikzas is said for Shmira, and the Torah is not telling us to transfer it over to Alva, so Shloisha Lamuli. So I shouldn't even require Shloisha. By Hoidois Valdois. And we said that the Ravo won't accept. Gloilum Kasamar Ir Parshas Kosav Khan. Ubedinu Leboy Nami Mumchen. So now the Gemara is saying, so we have to say that our Tana is a Rabbi Yechanan Tana. Our Tana is accepting the Ir of Parshas. So that means So what are we saying? Moina ben Miktas is transferred out of Shemira into Alva because of the Svara of the Ha'ozos Panim. V'nikra v'alabayis Elohim is transferred, is shared. Alright? So that means we did the Eraisa, Ha'idois v'alvois, like Gezeh Zachavos, requires three mumchim. But you told me Pshat in the Mishnah is three but not mumchen. Ah, that's a din derabanan. Mishum derchanina, derchanina, dvar Torah echad in the moment, second in the fashion is bedusha chakira. Shendem are mishvat echad yilachem. Uma tam omru. The moment is loybein a dusha chakira. Kedem shaloyt and all those with they love it. Or it says this must be Reb Chanina's din. Right, what's Chanina's din? Chanina's din is Tvishachakira that we learn from the parsha of Mesis of Mediach. Right, situation where a person is advocating a Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that we learn from the pasuk the din of the Tvishachakira. Right, b'derashta b'chakarta v'sha'alta eite. Yisish v'ach l'recha. Yotzu anoshim nim l'gal. V'yedichu v'shreish v'irim l'imor nelchum v'navdil hiyam achim asher lo yedatem. B'derashta b'chakarta v'sha'alta eite. V'yedichu v'emes nochen adob. And that's the title of the kibbech. They have to ask seven questions of the Eden. Seven that are drisha questions and that are bedika questions. Chakira, drishas are chakiras. So the Gemara says that we require the drisha v'chakira, the seven, the 14 questions. We require seven are basic questions. When did it happen? Where did it happen? When did it happen? Right? Seven basic, and seven are very nuanced questions. What was the guy wearing? What was exactly what tree was growing in my place, right? Seven are to get the basic facts, and seven are trying to see whether the two Adam are in collusion and whether they plan this together, or whether they try to get details that if they did not see the same Isa, they would not be able to tell together, right? Seven are seven facts that they had, even if they're in collusion, they had to plan together, and they're not going to be sloppy, ate a sheker. They're going to get the story. So they're going to tell the story together. And then seven are to try to... That's the chakir. So the Gemara says that applies to Dinei Mavnis also. Why? Because in Parshas and more, it says after the chait of the Mekalel, it says that they killed the Mekalel. And then they said, now let's do some other halachas also. That a preish kiyake kol nevish odom is yumos, a ritzeach has to die. Maki nevish, when one kills a behema, he only has to pay money. Ish kitin mumba misoi, if he harms somebody else, pays money. Umaki behemish omena, if you're mazik an animal, you pay. Umaki odom yumos, and if you kill, chayu visa. Mishpat echod yilachem, kager kuezrachiye. Ki ani Hashem lekeim. Pshat is that irrespective of ger, or whether you're born in Yisrael, same din to have the same court system. The Gemara says, but that's a very wordy way to say that. Kager ki ezrachiyah. What's mishpat echad yilachem? The word darsh mishpat echad yilachem refers to the previous pasuk. Umakin shomena. Sometimes there are crimes with zechiyah mominus. Umakin shomena. There are crimes that are chiyah misa. Mishpat echad yilachem. Same court case. Same Vishal Chakira. The Gemara says, but Rav Chanina said, when it comes to Vamanas, as we discussed, Kedei Shaloit and all, that's what they love, and they drop Vishal Chakira. Loi Be'inon Vishal Chakira. Now, Chlegis Ramban, what taka happens if they have a very aggressive Dayan? For some reason, there's a Vamanas case, and the Dayanim are trying to figure out, they can't get their hands on whether it's an emesek or the Eidos or not, and they end up doing a Drisha Chakira on the Eidos, and the Eidos gets and we pry apart the Eidos based on the Mishnah Chakira. What's Taka the Din? Once we don't require Mishnah Chakira, can an Eidos be disqualified if they're not on the same, if they mess up in the Mishnah Chakira? Machlokes Rama and Rava discuss it. So Gemara says, Mishpat Echon Yilachem, Midei Raisa. So what is the assumption? That if Mishpat Echon Yilachem applies to Drisha Chakira, it also applies to no? To which aspect? If Mishpat Echon applies to Drisha Chakira, it applies to the maker of the Bezen as well. Mumchen, it's Mumchen. So I don't need Erev Parsha to teach me the din of three mumchen. Three mumchen I can learn from Erev Parsha's Kosov Khan. Sorry. Rav Chanina relaxed the dini mominus. So apparently we're learning that just like he relaxed the dini mominus, the Gabe Dushal Akira, he relaxed the dini mominus, Chazal relaxed the Gabe, the requirement of mumchen. Elamayata tola yishalmu. But if we appoint dayonim that are not experts and we say go ahead and paskin, then we have to be relieving them of any kind of liability. Because once Chazal make a din that you don't have to know the halacha so well to paskin, right? You're giving a license to a person who is not fully equipped. So why would it? No one would do that if they could be sued for giving a bad psak, right? The doctor is not licensed in a certain situation, so he's not going to treat. Now, if the government says we're short in doctors, we want you to treat. So implicit in that request is that I'm not going to sue you for being. I'm saying I can't treat. Now you're forcing me to treat to do your best because they don't have doctors. So implicit in that requirement is that you're going to free me of any liability. So the Gemara says, Elamiyata tola yishalmu. So implicit in asking a non-expert in to be a dayan must be the relaxation of liability. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, you haven't accomplished anything, right? You've come full circle. So you wanted to relax. You wanted to make it easier to earn money. So you knocked off Drisha Chakira. Apparently, with that, they also knocked off the requirement of mumchen. So with that, they have to knock off liability. So no one's going to borrow any money because he's going to end up being in front of dayanim that are not mumchen, who are not liable, not responsible for their psak din. The Gemara says, "Ihochi tarti katani, dini mamnis b'shloisha hedyotis, gizels v'chavolos b'shloisha mumchen." The Gemara says, if that's the case, right? Ihochi, the neidois valvois, we require three. Lomale the ravol loikmin masnisen v'moin katani. Right? The Gemara says that. Then we have to split it up. Two halachas. Dinei mamnis b'shloisha yoytos. Gezels v'chavolos b'shloisha mumchen. V'oin shloisha shloisha lamali. Then the Mishnah should read that we're only relaxing the requirement of mumchen. V'od shloisha shlomo lamali. It should just say three mumchen and yoytes. Elamir Rava tarte katani. We have to go back, and when Rabbi Avo said that we're only learning one din, it's really tarte katani. Rashi motzi lemeimer din imam mistainu idoyis valvoyis b'shloisha koldu ugezels v'chavolois b'shloisha mumchen. So dinei mominus, which is haidois valvois, is shloisha yoytois, and gezels v'chavolois is shloisha mumchen. Right? That's the upshot of the first Malach. So we're going back to say that Mominus is referring to Idois Valvois, not Dini Mominus Tahainu Gil Chavalis. No. Dini Mominus Tahainu Idois Valvois. Mishloisha, Amiflim Shad, Shoshad Yotis. Good. Then the Gemara says, Mishum Nuchanin Revachum Erdivika Omar, Mineraisa Chanan Mikosha. Entirely different Malach. But Machlaik is between between Rava and Rabbi Chanina, whether Meikar Adin, we require three Eidim or two, or one, three Dayanim or one Dayan. Right? Radically different Malach. Rava's plan is now, we go back to the Pshat, that Dini Mamshosh, and the Hainuch Zelzachav always. So, what bothered us? Rabbi Yavo said, what are we, what's Rava unraveling? Right? The Gemara says that there have to be three Dayanim there. The Gemara says, no. When it comes to Idois Valvois, Midei Raisa, one Dayan is good. The three Dayanim is a requirement within the Rabban. Alright? So that will be Mamek. Let's just ask one question. What's Pshat in Iver Parshas? Let's finish up the Iver Parshas. What does Iver Parshas mean? Was that it?
Next.
Right. But how do you understand? What are Chazal saying? I have a pasuk, and it belongs in. Go ahead.
You have a pasuk written here, but it doesn't have place here, so we can move it.
Right. So
but obviously, there should be some reason why it's written here. So
right.
We're not meaning if you're holding it in your parshas, then why would it be written here?
Right. That's such a difficult concept to say here in parshas that a pasuk, it goes even. It's even more confusing because here in parshas means one pasuk will be exported entirely. And the other halachas, other psukim, are going to be shared. Right? Ein Iver Parshas means two separate parshas, the way you learn Chumash. Fine. Iver Parshas means, on one hand, it's difficult because it's saying the Lashon of Rashi in Bava Kama is this pasuk does not belong here. What does it belong here? There's a rabbi to put it in the right parsha. It's not, sounds like kfira, right? Pasuk shu mi parsha cheres. This Ari Bazu got mixed up over here. She'ena mekoyim medai. Right? That sounds like Wellhausen. Right? How did the pasuk get mixed up over here? And what's even more confusing is that when the Gemara says Iver Parshas, the Gemara says, no, we are going to learn how the Parshas one from the other. Iver Parshas, even though we're exporting it, it doesn't belong over here. At the same time, we're saying, if we hold Iver Parshas, we're going to say that the Nikra Balavais Elohim belongs in both Parshas. Right? So it could not mean, your Parshas could not mean that there's a, it couldn't mean Kipshute, Rashi, it couldn't mean that the Pasuk is simply a misplaced Pasuk. So let's take one moment out and then we'll finish at the Rashi, the long Rashi on Beis Amid Beis. Taisus is Cholek in all of this, and the Dir Masa Divi Hakol. Gemara says the Ikar Laman de Omar. So Iachi Ikas Ikar Laman de Omar goes later. Shaparshis Haktuvos Veilan Mishpatim Meurvav Vayishen Sheyesh Mikra Kosev Parshas Zu. There's a pasuk in the parsha Shmira she'ena yochel lamoibo that doesn't fit over here. Ela mi parsha acheres hu. It belongs to another parsha. Kigoyin asher yemar ki hu zeh. What does it mean? Kigoyin, by the way.
There's more than one case.
Yeah. The alfinan minei moine b'miktsas atayne yishava shekasa b'shem rechinam lav asher rechinam koi. The shomrim av alpi shaloi hoydu ben miktas chayovin lishava. The yidol miktas ataina av parshas in kesetal mekoy. The hosn would be in the yidol ben miktas. The eloi moide klum chazoka in Tanas Hatayveya Emes Loy Hoya Yochel Zelahoy's Pon of Negday Veloima Leilvisonim. Hilchok Afilu Shvuoloy Boy. We're so sure of this Chazoket. Abo, but we call the intellect of Gilas Chasonim. Neis Ponov V'koifra Koil. Right, again, Rashi's same Nusach, and they open up the Gemara. Halva is based on Gmil's Chasodim. Memela, there cannot be. Memela, Koifer Makol is Chayiv. It's believed. Abo, but be called in the leg of Gmil's Chasodim. Meis Ponov, the Koifer Koil, Uboy Shvu, like Rabbi Yechanan. That's why Tosh was spoken of Yechanan. Because that was Rabbi Yechanan Shita. I Tana de Masnisen. Isivira lay nami. The highest yoimer ki uze. Balvo mishtoi. Have a nemar elohim bahaikra. Right? If. So now Rashi explains Ira Parshas. If this is a halvo pasuk in the middle of a shmira parsha. Hai tona de masizan isvira lay nami. If he also holds the highest yarmaki was there, Balvo Mishtoi, Hare Nemer Elohim Bahai Kra, the Mashma Mumchim Loshin Srara. If he holds that Ki Uzeh is Balvo, then he also is going to hold that what? The Nikra of Bais Elohim also is Alvo Pasuk. Right? Isvirle nami. If he also holds the highest yarmak yuzeb alvo mishtoi. So the Gemara is assuming that Ira of Parshas means that the kiyuzeh, the whole litigation of kiyuzeh, the whole appearing in front of Beis Din, and saying kiyuzeh, the requirement of shvua, that's all alvo mishtoi. Sorry, namely in my kura, the mashma mumchin loshen srara. In other words, the way Rashi learns Pshat, this pasuk, al kol devar pesha. So if that is a halva pasuk, so ad elohim yivayt nashreim is halva pasuk. If it's halva pasuk, it requires three mumchen. Certainly mumchen elohim. V'e nesaticha elohim leparek. So how do we explain this idea of Ira Parshas? A pasuk slipped in over here. Obviously, it could not mean that a pasuk slipped in. Right? Obviously, it could not mean, and Chazal never meant to say that this pasuk only belongs in Halvo, because it's talking about Shmir, number one. Shor, Chamor, Seh, Salma, Alkola, Veda, right? Yishalim, Shnaim, Nerei, has nothing to do with Halvo. It's only got to do with Shmira, right? So obviously the pasuk belongs in Shmira. No. Go ahead, no.
So.
No, what?
What? So you can't. So can you say the whole point that the reason your precious is not just to tell you Shvus Mother makes us, but now the Torah has saved having to repeat all of them. So it doesn't make sense.
The Torah is saved, but it comes to that. It's what did it save?
The pasuk is in place. It's defined. So you tell them you need
no. Ira Parshas means that this phrase is out of place. This phrase only belongs to Halva. This phrase is your time saver. It belongs to both. This phrase only belongs to Halva. Right.
It's bringing Halva into this.
Good. Okay.
Because now you don't have to repeat all these
dinim
by halva.
So the ki uzeh, right? You're saying ki uzeh is a footnote, is a reference.
Right. It's like a hekesh.
Some form of a hekesh. Okay. Okay. Max, what are you saying?
I was saying somewhere that ki uzeh really belongs over there. The Elohim is for both of them. So you're saying ki uzeh belongs there, but the din for Elohim. That's what, meaning there has to be some relevance to this pasuk here.
Right.
Saying the Qza is really all over there, and you're going to bring this pasuk with it with the Elohim, but really the Elohim also belongs here. You're sharing the Elohim, but you're taking only the Qza there. that be possible? Because there's no other examples in there. Why don't you just say you're taking the kibbutzet? Why can't you just say you're taking kibbutzet by itself?
Right.
There's no din of air pashas. There's no like laws to learn. It's the only place you say it. So you just take kibbutzet and leave that one.
If you're just going to take kibbutzet, then you don't have a reason to.
Then you don't even need mumchen there also. So why don't we just say that? I mean, there has to be a reason why we have to take both of them, because there has to be. Meaning, LLM has to have some weight here also.
Yeah. The Gemara also says you require mumchen for example.
So it's a connection between the two. So it's saying that it requires Elohim here and it requires Elohim there.
Right.
And that says Kiruzet here, that's really talking about Melvin. And it says Elohim here, so it's teaching that both need three.
Right. So what you're saying is that the Ear of Parashas means that the Rav Shem introduced a halva din into Shmira in order to create a hekesh. Right? This is a halacha that this phrase only makes sense. Apparently the Torah is megala svara. The svara of ain't other made with nebal choyver. That's the key use there. Ain't other made with nebifnei mafkidai. The ain other made of Nebal Choyver. So by bringing in the Halvon to this parsha, the Gemara now says that we can now compare the upcoming din. Right, that's Ibra Parsha, correct? Glenn?
Could you say also that the idea of Shuas for the Raisa is really something that belongs to the Kaddish, meaning the Shuah opposes the Torah opposes Shuah when they think someone's lying, and the Shuah of the Vixas is really a take off on that. So the concept of the Shuah belongs to the Sugya of the Kaddish. So really, the Halvah is borrowing that. Because it's this funny type of Shuah that we don't really think he's lying because of in the base upon him in the situation of the Vixas. So we can borrow the concept of Shuah from the Kaddish.
I think along those lines that again the first point we're making it's that I think is that's good. It's pshat, that's solid. Key that ear of parish is a form of hekesh, right? And the Torah is by introducing something which belongs only to halva. And when the Gemara, when the machlekes about whether Modem mix applies to Shmira, the Machlekes is Kiyuzah here because it's teaching a Shmira din, or is Kiyuzah here only as a Mafteyach, only as a reference Talva? Right? If you hold Ear of Parshas, then this phrase is only a Maramokin. That to bring Halva into this Parsha so that we will be able to learn other Halachis. Right? And that is one of the forms of Hekesh that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now this is a way of, this is one of the Drachim, one of the Midosh HaTonah Dreshes Ben. I find a phrase, apparently, the loose part of this whole thing is that where did the Svara come from? Apparently there was a Svara, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Svara was a Svara of Ein Odom Meiz Bifnei Bal Choyvoi. So if I require, so if I say Kiyuzeh, Kipshutai means I require Moedim of Mixas in Shmira. If I hold that, if I have the Kabbalah, that Moedim of Mixas only applies to Halvah, so then Kiyuzeh is the Maramokim that says the upcoming Dinim will apply to Halvah as well. All right, this pasuk does not belong over here. Meaning, this phrase is a maramokin. It's a reference. Why is it doing over here to create hekesh? So I'll learn several lochis together. All right. So we're not saying that this pasuk really should be. No, this pasuk belongs over here. There's a phrase in the pasuk which is part of a different parsha, and that's the maramokin. Once I have that Maramokim, so then I will learn all the luchas together. The Mela, the Gemara goes on to say that I will learn Mumchim as well. Right? Tosfos discusses which halachas we wouldn't learn. Mishmat Echad Yilachem will learn the process of Drisha Hakira. Right? This all she does Rashi. Tosfos learns the Mishmat differently. We don't have time to go there right now. So I just want to suggest the following possibility. When we said that, I think it's correct, it's Kipshuta. We want to say a little bit deeper with the Torah's pointing out to us, and what Rashi seems to be indicating, that when it comes to Halva, so because Halva is essentially a person, Reuven, doing a chesed for somebody, So therefore, that creates a certain relation between the Malvin Aleve, a certain level of trust, right? And which would disqualify the possibility of a Koy for Akol, or which would therefore give the Emunus to a Koy for Akol. It's not Shayach for me to say, I lent this person $1,000, I trust him $1,000, and then to turn around and say, but the same person, when he says that I didn't lend him anything, that I don't trust him. To come to Beis Din to say, I entrusted this person with $1,000, and I want it back now. And then for the person to say that on this I don't trust him. So the Gemara is pointing out to us that the basis for the Koyfer HaKol is the basis for the credibility of a Nitva depends on how the relationship began. If the relationship began with a Maisa Chesed, with Halva, so then I already established for myself what is the level of credibility that I'm assigning to him. And therefore, if he comes back and he says, so I framed myself. I said I trust him then. I gave him $1,000. I have a star. Right? So I already gave him them honors. I said, I can't imagine this person going to be Beis Bonav Ben Lachoy. Alright? Now, once he comes back and says, no, it's $500, so then there's a shayach. Right? The shayach that the guy's embarrassed, that's all part of the relationship. He did a chesed. He can't come back, he can't do good. He's embarrassed. So, what the Gemara is pointing out, or Chazal is pointing out, is that there's within Halva, there's a stira. For a person to say, I lent him without shtar, with no rice, I ate him, and I don't trust him at all. On a kiyuzeh, it's not a stira. Because a kiyuzeh means he recognizes he's not a kuyfer, batoy, right? But he's stuck. Stuck guy, so now I have the right to say, I need my money, I'll impose a shvu on him, right? That's part of the deal. By Pikodain, it's a different relationship. By Pikodain, so I asked the Mafkin, asked the Shomer to do me a favor. Right? There, the certainly Shomer Chinam. Or, I asked the Shomer Soch, I have a different kind of relationship. So now when I come, let's say when I come to ask for it back, let's say the Shomer Soch, he's an employee of mine. So there's no implicit, there's no, I haven't given him any implicit form of nemonus. I hired him. I have a relationship. He knows if he doesn't give back, I won't pay him. Right? So the Gemara says, in that case, the insisting on a motive in mixas doesn't make any sense. Insisting on a motive in mixas is because there was implicit ne'amonos given via the lending of the money. So when the Torah inserts the kiuzeh in the context of shmira, and we're arguing it doesn't belong in shmira, l'chayra, what we're saying is that gufa was the kabbalah, that was the mesorah. This svara that we're saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a mesorah that shvua and then ain't on the maze with Nebal Choyvay, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that mesorah by, or at least noted the mesorah by saying ki uzeh is in the middle of shmira, to point out that contrast that ki uzeh would. That to insist on kiyuzeh does not fit in to the din of shmira. That's gufo Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mesorah that ain other meis with eval choyve, that the shvua is really based on the relationship which I set up with the person. That ain other meis with eval choyve was part of the initial relationship. So how is the Kadosh Baruch Hu megala that to me by contrasting the relationship of a shomer to the relationship of a malva loyve of a mafkin and a shomer. By contrasting the relationships, so there Kadosh Baruch Hu says you'll understand that in one relationship, there is an implicit trust, and therefore it does not stand to reason to insist on a shua. In the other relationship, you don't have that. So it's an wondering if that's why that's pshat and ira parshas. Because Baruch Hu was megala to us that if we contrast the mafkin and the malva, then we can explain why there would be different requirements in the shul. So the era of parshas is to force us to come to this deeper understanding of ein oda mezvei v'choyva. That's not stam achazok. There aren't ganovim out there. No, it's that I was keveya when I lent him the money. I've given him a certain credibility. Okay, we're trying to go deeper tomorrow with the Maromakom with the next guest. Yeah, that's right.